Today's episode is brought to you by Lifeway Women, who recently released Advent, The Weary World Rejoices. This new resource will help you understand and celebrate the season of Advent through 5 weeks of personal study and group sessions, with tips for guided discussions. With full-color designed pages and weekly activities for adults, teens, and kids, this study encourages the whole family to anticipate the season. Visit lifeway.com/Advent study to learn more. We're so thankful for the support of Lifeway Women.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, and I'm excited to share a little bit about today's special show. As Laura and I thought about the season leading up to Christmas, we imagined all the busyness of making sure you've purchased the right gift for everyone on your list, attending school and company parties, making time for special family outings to look at the lights or cut down a tree, cooking together, or even additional service projects at church or in the community. In the midst of all we have going on, there are opportunities to bless others around us, but sometimes we forget to do it from an overflow of beholding who God is and what He did for us in Christ. And that's just what we hope today's episode helps you do. Laura and I have invited Christine Hoover, Nana Dolce, Jamie Ivey, Kristen Wetherill, and Caroline Cobb to come alongside us as we find rest in this season. After you listen, be sure to check out our Advent resources page with a roundup of Bible studies, devotionals, and activities to draw the whole family to the heart of the season, Christ Himself. Before we jump in, we'd love to quickly introduce these ladies to you. We know this is going to go fast, so if you want to find anything we mention here, we'll list additional information on our show notes in the order each person shared. Christine Hoover hosts the By Faith podcast and is the author of 4 books. Her latest is titled With All Your Heart, and it releases March 2020. Nana Dolce writes for various ministries and serves as an instructor for the Charles Simeon Trust. Jamie Ivey is a podcaster, speaker, and writer. She hosts the Happy Hour podcast and is the author of If You Only Knew. Kristen Wetherill is the co-author of Hope When It Hurts and the upcoming book, Fight Your Fears. Finally, Caroline Cobb is a singer-songwriter who loves to tell the stories of Scripture. Her latest album is titled Tell That Story. We hope that you'll find this show to be as restful, contemplative, and inspiring as we did. If you're able, steal a moment to yourself, grab your favorite holiday beverage, and linger a while to think about Christ's advent after the show. Let's jump in.
When I was little, on Christmas Eve, my Aunt Nancy would gather my cousins and me in a back bedroom and hand out parts for our annual nativity play. We knew our parts before she told us, because they never changed from year to year. I was always Mary, and I would lug my youngest baby cousin around as baby Jesus, which worked well when she was a baby, but not so well as she grew. Once all of the adults found their seats for the production, Aunt Nancy would line us all up, march us into the living room, and we'd act out the nativity story as she read it from the Bible. I don't remember what I got for Christmas growing up, but I do have vivid memories of my Aunt Nancy and how much she loved that nativity story. Ever since I had kids myself, when Advent season rolls around, I think about my Aunt Nancy. I think about her because Advent can, if I let it, feel a lot like pressure. Especially when my boys were small, I felt the pressure of making sure I did all the traditions and all the crafts and activities and all the things so that my boys would understand the true meaning of Christmas. The temptation is great for us as moms to put our hope for our kids in what we do during Advent. If we can just find the right traditions and go through the Advent calendar without missing a day, we'll have succeeded at Advent and therefore as moms. This is what we tell ourselves, at least. Traditions are wonderful, don't get me wrong, but if we're always in a flurry of activity, thinking that the activities themselves are what will change our kids' hearts, we're missing the point and we're layering our homes with unnecessary pressure. This is why rest is important for us moms during the Advent season. More than physical rest, we need to let our hearts and minds rest from activity in order to anticipate. That's really what Advent is. It's anticipation of Christ's coming. In order to anticipate something, we must think about it in a way that stirs up our joy and our longing. And this sort of thinking needs time. Anticipation for something in the future happens through remembering what God's done in the past. In the Bible, God constantly commands his people to remember. After God brought the people out of Egypt, he speaks to parents specifically through Moses, telling them to teach their children God's commands. But what does he say must come first? He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words I command you shall be on your heart." God is saying you cannot teach what you don't have yourself. So something wonderful happens in our homes when we give ourselves mental space for actual adventing. We as moms find joy in Christmas. And that joy is something our kids pick up on. It's like the flight attendant always says, put on your oxygen mask before helping others. Our kids know intuitively what we actually love and find joy in. And that's why I think about my Aunt Nancy at Christmas. Her love of the Nativity story became my love for the Nativity story. We always love what those we love love. So moms, make mental space to Advent yourself, and then whatever tradition or activity you use with your kids, let that be the tool you can use to share your own joy in Christ.
Of all the holidays we celebrate, there is something about Christmas that seems to demand perfection. The perfect tree, beautiful decorations, great food, the right gifts, meaningful traditions, and my personal longing, perfect children. I want my children to treasure Christ more than they do their gifts. In fact, if I had it my way, my kids would be quoting scripture about the Magi and Jesus as our true gift while opening presents on Christmas morning. You might guess that that has yet to happen in my house. More often than not, my Advent season is filled with less than perfect moments. And in some ways, that is fitting. Galatians 4:4 says that, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman." At just the right time, the Father, in his wisdom, sent his Son to fulfill his promises in the redemption of sinners. But the fullness of time is the climax of a long, unfolding story that scripture takes its time in telling and packs with many imperfect people. From a naked Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15, to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses and Israel, to David and the kings, to the prophets, down to a poor virgin girl next to a manger, the story of redemption unfolds to display God's perfect power through incredibly weak people. We live on the other side of the cross today. Our salvation has been accomplished, but our eyes are fixed on another fullness of time, a second advent when our Christ will come and bring the full and enduring sinless perfection that we long to experience. There is a day coming when my heart, and God willing, my children's, will perfectly adore Christ as our treasure. Until then, may our weakness this Advent season display and reveal God's perfect strength. As we pray, even so, Lord Jesus, come.
I think as a mama, rest is so important during Advent because life can feel a little bit crazy in the months leading up to when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Advent is about looking forward and remembering, and we remember that God sent his son for us. And when we sit and we rest in the fact that God always had a plan and he was sending a rescuer and a redeemer, and we celebrate that on Christmas morning, it makes a lot of the hustle and bustle that can happen in holiday season. It takes away the grasp that it has on my heart when I sit and rest in remembering what God did for us when he sent his son. And so as a mama, I need that in my own personal life, but I also need to reflect that to my kids. And the way I can reflect that to my kids is by first remembering it for myself, and then second, talking with them about it. I feel as though Advent can feel overwhelming because even in our Christian culture, it tells us to do more, make the ornaments, read the stories, count down the calendar, have the crafts. I mean, if you just go to Pinterest and look up Advent, you are overwhelmed already. My encouragement to you as a mama who has been there and done that, and I'm on the other side of little kids, I want you to remember that it is not about how much you do, is that you don't need to look at everything on Pinterest and everything, every handout that your church is giving you and everything that your friend is doing and say, I have to do all of these things with my kids so that they'll know about Jesus' birth in a biblical sense. What I really want to encourage you is just to pull back and find one thing that you can do, and it doesn't have to be perfect. Your kids will enjoy it. The most important thing you can do is talk to your kids about what the birth of Jesus means to us as Christ followers. And whether you do that with a craft, that's awesome. But really, what your kids want is to hear you tell them things and to model that you believe it. And so I would just encourage you, talk with your kids about Jesus throughout Advent more than just the time that you sit down with the Jesse tree or with the ornaments or with the countdown, and just point them to the gospel, point them to the reason that we needed a savior. The reason we needed a rescuer all along was because of our brokenness. And so when you talk with your kids about that, you're being intentional. You're not maybe creating the most epic traditions that your family might have, but you're being intentional with pointing your kids to Jesus.
Advent is a season of wonder and worship. Our daughter is 2 years old, and it's our desire to help her see and love the true meaning of Christmas, when God sent his only son, Jesus, to earth to seek and save the lost. There are so many good ways we can encourage our families to reflect on Christ during the month of December. We can read Advent books and devotionals. We can establish family traditions to help us look at the Christmas story. But nothing, and I'm convinced of this, nothing is better or more necessary than hearing God speak through his word. In Isaiah 55, 10 to 11, God says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." So God's word is God speaking, and his voice is powerful. It changes hearts. And that's what we most desire for our kids, that they would come to Jesus, the only Lord and Savior, for new hearts in repentance and faith, And it's what we as moms most desire for ourselves, that God would change us into the image of Jesus as we walk with him by faith. And Romans 10:17 says that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So during the Advent season, yes, we can and we should use great resources and get creative and establish Christ-centered traditions. These are good things. But we can also rest in the simplicity and power of God's precious word to change the hearts of sinners, ourselves included. God's work through his word happens gradually over time as we faithfully hear him speak in scripture. So the question is, you know, this will look different for each of us, but how might you read God's word over your family this month? We can open scripture on our own time. We should do that. It nourishes our souls. We can read it with our kids, pray it over them. And this doesn't have to be long and drawn out. This can be quite simple. We can read the accounts of Christ's birth in the Gospels, the many prophecies about his coming, and passages about the cross and Christ's love for sinners. So moms, be encouraged this Advent season that as you read the word over your own heart and over your kids, God promises that it will do his work. It will accomplish that which he purposes and shall succeed in the thing for which he sent it. You can rest in that.
Years ago, we lived in a different city, and I was a part of the women's Bible study there at our church. We were on our last week for the fall, about to take a break for Christmas, when the leader, Leslie Strader, stood up and gave an illustration that has really stuck with me all these years. Leslie held up a big empty mason jar. The jar was meant to represent our time in this season. Then she held up some larger stones and some sand. So first, she took the sand and she poured it into the jar. And then she tried to fit all the stones in, but they would not all fit. So she did it the other way. She put the stones in first, and then she poured the sand in on top. And guess what? It all fit. I think what she was trying to communicate to us that day is this, that during this busy season of Advent, when so much is pulling on us as moms to make this time as special, meaningful, and fun as possible for our families, we really have to ask ourselves two questions. First, knowing our time is limited, what are the stones and what is the sand? What are the most important things God is calling us to in this season, and what is extra? Second, how do we make sure we're putting the stones in first? How do we make sure we're seeking first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you? I'm still a work in progress here for sure, but I've realized that my stones that I want to prioritize are those things that really build anticipation in myself and in my kids. Advent is a season of expectancy, like seeing the first bit of a sunrise and then watching it slowly grow brighter and brighter and brighter until finally you see the full brightness of the sun on Christmas Day. So I want to build that sense of anticipation for my family. One way I can do that is by spending time with him myself, giving God the first fruits of my time, whether that's first thing in the morning when my kids are still asleep, or when my kids are settled in watching a show in the afternoon or taking a nap. And with my kids, it's lighting the Advent candle on Sundays. It's doing some kind of daily devotional, short and simple, that builds anticipation for Jesus. My second stone, I think, is being together as a family. So I do love planning to do fun things like ice skating together or watching Elf. But I don't do a ton of other things like crafts or Elf on the Shelf. Not because there's something wrong with doing these things necessarily, but because I found that those things, for me, are like sand crowding out the stones. So this image of the jar and the sand and the rocks has given me a ton of freedom. First, that I don't have to do all the things. And second, that I don't have to do it all perfectly either. As a mom, my temptation has been to get an A+ as maybe the most fun, the most intentional mom ever during Christmas. But I know from my experience that I will not get an A+, and that's not the gospel anyway. Instead, I can offer my empty jar to the Lord and ask Him to use me as a vessel, a jar of clay, carrying the beautiful message of Christ and His coming this Christmas.